Marsha, M-A-R-S-H-A, Baker, B-A-K-E-R, 3448. This is a 76-year-old, very obese woman with history of stroke, left-sided weakness, contracture, difficulty with swallowing, symptoms of aspiration, recently hospitalized with pneumonia. Patient also has a history of hypertension. Vitamin D deficiency, osteoporosis, sleep apnea, low thyroid, anxiety / depression, hyperlipidemia, chronic spasm related to her stroke, and a history of cerebral palsy, gastroesophageal reflux, and restless leg syndrome and difficulty sleeping, period. Surgeries include left breast surgery in 2010, skin cancer surgery, left arm, basal cell carcinoma. Also has had knee surgery on both knees and ankle surgery on the right ankle. She has swelling in her legs and has not been able to walk for 6 months. The caretaker who's there today tells me they use a Hoyer lift to get her from bed and bring her to the living room. She probably weighs over 350 pounds, period. She's disabled, new paragraph, she's single, has no children, has not worked because of cerebral palsy, then a year ago had a stroke and definitely has not been able to move around, period. New paragraph, 2 weeks ago she was hospitalized with COVID and had a bout of pneumonia, and since then has been very short of breath and very difficult for her to ambulate, and subsequently has been, patient's family has asked for palliative and hospice care at home. Allergy, none. Medication, Tylenol 500 twice a day, D3, 125 mcg once a day, fish oil 1,000 mg once a day, aspirin 81 mg a day, Claritin 10 mg a day, Fosamax 70 mg weekly, Tegretol 200 mg 4 times a day, Levothyroxine 100 microgram a day, Lexapro 40 mg a day, Lipitor 40 mg a day, Baclofen 10 mg 3 times a day, Neurontin 300 mg TID, Protonix 40 mg once a day, Losartan 50 mg once a day, PRAMIPEXOLE 0.5 mg once a day, Trazodone 200 mg total a day. Family history, heart disease in both mom and dad. 2 sisters had cancer and 1 sister has dementia, died of dementia. COVID immunization, up to date. An exam. No, let's not do that first. Medical problems as above. We talked about that. Surgery reviewed, allergy none. Social observes and smokes, doesn't drink alcohol, by the way. An exam. Ms. Baker has a blood pressure of 160 over 90. Pulse is 92. Respiration is 18.02. Sat 92%. Pulse is 88. Heart positive, one positive, verse 2, for your bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVT, skin shows no rash around mucosa with any lesion, left-sided contractures, noted upper extremity, left-sided weakness, noted lower extremity. Patient also has pilodema about the lower extremity. Assessment, here we have a 76-year-old woman with history of stroke, left-sided stroke, contractures, upper extremity, difficulty with swallowing. Patient recently developed aspiration pneumonia, also has had COVID. Because of her aspiration pneumonia, she was hospitalized. Since then, she continues to be short of breath. Her O2 saturation is labile. She requires oxygen at this time. She would also benefit from NEB treatments, period. New paragraph, hypertension, poorly controlled, but part of that is because of shortness of breath. She does have aspiration. She does have an ability to move. She's ADL dependent. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. She's bedbound / chairbound. The only way she gets to be moved is via a Hoyer lift, H-O-Y-E-R lift, period. She also has severe neuropathy, muscle spasm because of her stroke, in pain because of her stroke, also history of cerebral palsy as a pulse, depression and anxiety, and high-dose Lexapro with some results, period. In the paragraph, she also suffers from hypothyroidism, history of seizures, and carbamazepine / Tegretol, and osteoporosis with multiple fractures in the past, period. Patient's hypertension is poorly controlled, as was mentioned, and has issues with anxiety and difficulty sleeping, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. Patient is expected to do poorly, especially because of worsening stroke, aspiration, and given her natural progression of her disease, she most likely has 6 months or less time to live. Thank you.